since we are at the beginning of the month, and this is the week of HaChodesh Zalachem, I want to touch upon very briefly just some halachos with regard to what was once commonly referred to as Birchas Levana, now referred to more often as Kiddush Levana. Interesting point to begin with. In Siddur Ezer Eliyahu, he writes that all the old Siddurim, by that he means going back to the 1600s, they always referred to this section in the Siddur as Birchas HaLevana, and only more recently, the first Siddur he points to that refers to the Bracha as Kiddush Levana is a Siddur published in 1815, but prior to that, and even subsequent to that in many Siddurim, it's still known as Birchas Levana, but for whatever reason we call it Kiddush Levana. In Sefer Siach Tfilah, he cites a Tshuva of the Maharshag. The Maharshag was asked by his son, why is it referred to commonly as Kiddush Levana as opposed to Birchas HaLevana? And his son suggests maybe the Kiddush Levana is really a tos. It really should be referred to as Chiddush Levana. Haro Levana b'chidusha, mechadesh chadashim, and the Kiddush Levana became Kiddush Levana. His father, the Maharshag, who wrote the Tshuva, rejects that suggestion. He says, we do find in earlier Makaros that it's referred to as Kiddush Levana as well. He suggests that although it's really a Birchas HaLevana, so what then is the explanation for the practice to refer to it as Kiddush Levana? He says, well, maybe it's a zecher to the fact that Sanhedrin would be Mekadesh Levana or Mekadesh Lechodesh upon hearing testimony of the Levana each and every month. So perhaps the term Kiddush Levana, although not necessarily accurate in terms of what we're doing with the bracha that we were signing in Levana, but the term Kiddush Levana perhaps brings to mind the minhag of being Mekadesh the Chodesh upon hearing the Eidus of the Levana. That is the Tshuvas Maharshag, Chelek Gimel Siman Hei, cited in Sefer Siach Tefillah. When is one allowed to say the bracha of the Levana? This was relevant just this week. This was perhaps on the early end, this Matzei Shabbos, of the opportunities to say Birchas HaLevana. The earliest time to recite Birchas HaLevana is once three Me'es Le'es, that means three 24-hour periods, pass from the molad. This is found in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Chaf Vav, Sifkat and Chaf. Mishnah Berurah says that most achronim are of the opinion that one should wait before saying the Birchas Levana until three 24-hour periods pass from the time of the molad. Why that length of time? Because at that point, it's assumed the moon has already gotten to the point where it is large enough and bright enough that you derive some sort of hana from the light of the moon. And therefore it is something you can now say a bracha upon seeing. The molad is that point in time when the moon is first visible after having passed between the earth and the sun. When the moon passes between the earth and the sun, it is no longer visible because we then on earth face the dark side of the moon. So at that moment, when the moon is between the earth and the sun, we cannot see it at all. It is also invisible to our eye from earth approximately a day before and a day after that point at which it passes between the sun and the earth. When it then becomes visible again, having now in its orbit around the earth moved beyond that point between the earth and the sun, it is now visible yet again as a small sliver. That is what is called the molad of Levana, the rebirth of the moon. The length of time that Chazal calculate that there is between each molad of the Levana, which is another way of saying the lunar cycle as given by Chazal, the length of the lunar cycle is often referred to as Chaf Tes Yud Beis Tash Tzag, 29 days, 12 hours, and Tash Tzag, 793 Chalakim, or put differently, 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes, 3 1/3 seconds. That is the length of time the Chazal give for the lunar cycle every month from molad to molad. So if one calculates three 24-hour periods from the time of the molad, that is when one is first allowed, according to most achronim, to say the Birchas HaLevana. So this past Matzah Shabbos was a bit of a close call. The molad is given in the standard luach based on the time in Yerushalayim at which the molad is calculated to occur. So look in the standard luach, you'll be given the molad time, which they announce in every shul. They don't specify in their announcements that it's the time in Yerushalayim. They just say the molad will be at this past month, I think it was 5:35 or so, approximately. That's Yerushalayim time, which means that in New York time, we are always 7 hours behind Yerushalayim. So every time is announced for the Mola time is really in Yerushalayim time. For New York time, that means it occurred 7 hours earlier on the clock. Don't have the Mola here, but the Mola time for Chodesh Shvat, for the exact time that is quoted, the Molad for Chodesh Shvat was Mitzvah by Nacht, 35 minutes, 3 Chalokim, Nach 5. Translation, Wednesday night, 5:35 p.m., and 3 Chalokim. That's in Yerushalayim. So 5:35 minus 7 gives you 10:35 a.m. New York time. Three 24-hour periods from Wednesday morning, 10:35 a.m., takes it to Thursday morning, Friday morning, Shabbos morning. Shabbos morning, 10:35 a.m., New York City time, is three 24-hour periods after the Molad, which meant that Matzah Shabbos here is already after that critical juncture in time. We therefore could say the Birchas HaLavana.
Wouldn't the Molad be the same time, roughly the same time here in New York?
So it's the same time.
If we waited for that same period of time from New York,
so the Molad appears at the same time throughout the world. It's just a question of how you describe that time. So saying 10:35 a.m. New York City time is the exact same moment as 5:35 p.m. Yerushalayim time. So we announce it customarily in Yerushalayim time. That's the same way as saying it happened here at 10:35 a.m. So when you calculate your three 24-hour periods after the Molad, so you count from where we are, New York City time, 10:35 a.m. Wednesday morning, plus three 24-hour periods takes you to Shabbos morning, 10:35 a.m. Hence, Matzah Shabbos, we were allowed to say the Birchas HaLavana. That being said, you may have noticed that the Birchas HaLavana, this Matzah Shabbos, was questionable at first because it was not a fully clear sky right after Shabbos ended. There was a faint cloud cover, very faint cloud cover that was in front of the moon. And the question is, at what point are you allowed or not allowed to say the Birchas HaLavana under those circumstances? So the Mishmur says in Tav Chav Vav Sif Katan Gimel, the Rama writes that you're supposed to say the Birchas HaLavana dafka at night, or in the words of the Rama, Ve'en Lekadesh HaChodesh. He uses that term, Ein Lekadesh HaChodesh, Ela Belayla. Why? Because that's when the moon is shining, and that is when you are nehanin me'ora. You derive benefit from the light. Says the Mishnah Berurah, therefore, if the cloud cover is thick, then you cannot make the bracha because it's not assumed that you are able to benefit from the light of the moon. But if the cloud cover is very, very thin, then says the Mishnah Berurah, and you can see the moon through the cloud cover because it's so thin, and you can get hana from that moonlight that's seen through the cloud cover, then says the Mishnah Berurah, you are allowed to recite the bracha. Getting hana means if there were no electric lights outside, you'd be able to see somewhat because of the light of the moon itself, despite the very thin, faint cloud covering in front of it. Then says Mishnah Berurah, you can still make the bracha of the Birchas HaLavana. Although we mentioned that the earliest time to say the Birchas HaLavana is three 24-hour periods, or 72 hours after the Molad, the Shulchan Aruch does cite a shita based on Kabbalah that one should wait a full 7 days from the time of the Molad. So that wouldn't be, obviously, as early as we said it. It would be another 4 days longer. But the Mishmur does say that most Achronim argue on the Shulchan Aruch and allow the Birchas Levana to be said already 3 full days, 72 hours after the Molad. Yes, yes, right. So if the Molad was 10:35 a.m. on Shabbos morning, so you would count 7 full days until the next Shabbos morning, 10:35 a.m., and then say next Matzah Shabbos. One last comment for this evening, and that is a common question when reciting the Birchas Halavana. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Tav Chav Vav, Tola Einav Umeyasher Raglav Umevarech, which means that you look at the moon, put your feet straight, and say the bracha. The Mishmur cites the Shir Knesset Sagdola. Sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to be looking at the moon throughout the recital of that Birchas Halavana. However, the Shir Knesset Sagdola writes that the Sefer Haredim says not to look at the moon throughout the entire Kiddush Levana Seder, but just until the conclusion of that first Birchas Halavana. Then he cites the Magen Avraham B'Shem Deshla, who says, no, don't even look at the moon during the bracha. Rather, look at it before the bracha, and then immediately afterwards, look away, and then say the bracha without looking at the moon while saying the bracha. Well, it seems pretty clear from the Mishnah Berurah is that you're facing the moon throughout. The only question is when to look at the moon. Before the bracha, during the bracha, the entire Kiddush Levana. But it seems very clear from the Mishmur, you're facing the moon. Otherwise, he would say, turn around, face another direction. That's not the issue here. The issue is you're facing the moon. Just the question is how long to look at it for. So it seems from the Pashas of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishmur that there's no reason to turn to Mizrach when saying the bracha. Rather, you face the moon throughout the bracha. That, in fact, would be why the Mishmur says in the next Sifkat Yudalad, that when you say Aleinu, or when you say K'shem Sh'ani Rokeid Kenegdech, Mishmur says, don't bend your knees to then jump up, because it looks like you're bending and bowing your knees to the moon. Once again, pretty clear implication that you're facing the moon throughout the recital of Birchas Levana. Only question is whether to look at the moon or not. But it seems to Mishnah Berurah very clearly, and Shulchan Aruch as well, that there's no reason to turn away from the moon when saying the Birchas Halavana.